the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The second epistle reading today is appointed for the Feast of the Dormition, and it's a common epistle that's read at many feasts of the Theotokos. And the reason for that is not just because it talks about Christ's incarnation, of course she was the vehicle for that, but it's also because what's described there in terms of Christ's humility in Paul's injunction that we should be of the same mind is exemplified most perfectly in her life, in her humility, in her obedience. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, becoming the likeness of sinful men. This passage is one of the clearest affirmations of the deity of Christ that we find in Scripture. In Greek, it's a little clearer than it is in English, because in English, we have one word, form, but in this passage, there are two different words that are used. One in reference to the form that he had from all eternity, and even the word being there is not the usual word that you would find. It's basically saying that it's by his very nature that he is God in essence. And when it says he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, the word that's translated robbery literally means to snatch or to grasp. And what's being said there is that Christ didn't need to steal or grab a hold of that which was rightfully his, which was deity. But also, what's suggested by that is that he didn't cling to it either, but he emptied himself. He made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, and came in the likeness of men. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It's a bit of a paradox, or it's ironic to us, that humility is the path to glory, but Christ showed us that most clearly, because he didn't seek his own glory. He was God for all eternity, and he had no need. There was nothing in him that required him to become a man for our sakes, but he did it out of his love for man. He humbled himself. He endured the penalty that we should have endured by his death on the cross. But through all that, he was exalted. And it says that he has a name that's above every name. Well, the Theotokos, among all the race of men, with Christ excluded, because Christ being the God-man is a little bit of a unique case, but of all the rest of humanity, is the one that has fulfilled this the most perfectly. If we think about her life, she would not have been noticed by the people of her age. She lived in relative obscurity. She didn't do anything to draw attention to herself. We're told by tradition that she dressed very modestly, that she wore clothes that were of a natural color. In other words, it was just the natural color of the material that was used to make the cloth. She wasn't flashy, but yet she was a humble person, and she was holy. She was totally 100% dedicated to God, and God chose her for that reason to be the means by which he assumed flesh and became man. This is very different from our own culture. If we think about the contrast with the way that most of us are, we're probably the most narcissistic generation of human beings that's ever existed. We have these reality TV shows where we have all these people that are seeking their 15 minutes of fame, and there's hundreds and thousands of people that competed to get on those shows because they wanted to be on there too. And very often these people even humiliate themselves, but they're so desperate to be noticed, to be a name that's recognized, to be famous, that they're willing to endure all of these things. And of course, we have the internet now, and so people set up websites all about themselves and draw attention to themselves. This is not the way the Virgin Mary was, and this is something that we should think about. when we're on Facebook. Are we on Facebook for the right reason, or are we just being narcissistic? I think Facebook is a good tool. It's a good way to communicate with people, and we certainly use it in the parish. But it certainly can be a way of drawing attention to yourself in a way that's not Christian and something that we should all be cautious about. We should think twice about. Even after giving birth to Christ and throughout Christ's lifetime, attention was not drawn to her. Christ didn't go out of his way to draw attention to her. The apostles didn't, because they wanted to protect her. She was a holy woman. She was a woman that they didn't want to have come to the attention of the authorities, because had she become famous, she might have become one of the early martyrs of the church. But she was protected for that reason. But finally, at an old age, she reposed. And up to that point in her life, surely the Christians knew who she was. I mean, she had some recognition by that point in her life. But nevertheless, the average people of that day and age would have had no idea who she was, and her death would have not been significant. And yet, when she died, tradition tells us that God did not allow her body to see corruption. 3 days after she was buried, when they opened up her tomb, her body was not there. Now, we in the Orthodox Church believe that the Virgin Mary truly did die, unlike the Roman Catholics believe that she only appeared to die. We believe that she really did die, but we also believe that God did not allow her body to see corruption, because God glorifies those who glorify him, and he glorified her the most of all his saints. And one bit of evidence of the truth of this tradition is the fact that throughout all the church, you find no bodily relics of the Virgin Mary. If there was a body that the church could have drawn relics from with its great veneration for the relics of the saints, it surely would have done so. We have things that belong to her, but we have no relics of her body. We should all seek to follow her example, first and foremost. Of all the saints, she is the highest. And this humble woman, this woman who sought nothing for herself, who sought only the glory of God, is the one that we sing, more honorable than the cherubim and beyond compare, more glorious than the seraphim. Through the prayers of the Theotokos, may we have also that mind which was in Christ.